and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in again to our broadcast. We're picking up our study here in Mark 14, Mark 14, verse number 26. And when they had sung a hymn, that is the Lord's church, his apostles, namely, are mentioned there in the upper room, having observed the Passover, the last Passover, having observed the Lord instituting the Lord's Supper in remembrance, that they're to observe in remembrance of his death for them. They sung a hymn and went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus saith unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. Old Testament reference. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will I not I. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. So the Lord Jesus tells Peter, he's jealous about the Lord. He's zealous about the Lord. He's dedicated to the Lord in every way, seemingly in his heart and his mind. He said, I'm not going to be offended. I'm just not going to do it, Lord. And the Lord tells him, you are, Peter, you are. Before the rooster, at the rising of the sun, before the rooster sounds off, crows twice, you're going to deny me three times. It's going to happen. You are going to deny me three times. And the Lord knows that. And yet the Lord is not going to quit on Peter. Satan has desired to sift you like wheat, the Lord Jesus tells Peter. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Thy faith, a faith in self, faith in self-ability, faith in this world, faith in his brethren. No, when the Bible talks about faith, folks, see, when the scripture and our Lord talks about faith, it's always based on the Lord. Faith in Christ. I prayed for thee that thy faith in me fail not, Peter. And when thou art converted, when you go through these things, you deny me and you doubt me, And I deal with you in them, and I help you in them. When thou art converted, when you are dedicated to me in every way, strengthen your brethren. And what a blessing it is that the Lord tells Peter, and I believe tells us, that he prays for us. A prayer is just another way of describing what our Lord Jesus is doing in his intercessory work, his intercessory reign. They're at the right hand of the Father in glory. Our same Savior that died there on Calvary, in that body that was prepared for him, and that he took on flesh when he was born and lived and then fulfilled his gospel, was buried and rose again. He in his flesh is in heaven making intercession for us. He's praying for his people. And so, it says here in verse 31, but he spake the more vehemently. No, Lord, it's not so. It's not so. I know I'm not going to deny you. If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. So they're very jealous and desirous and zealous for our Lord. But our Lord tells them the truth. He does. In verse number 32, we need our Lord. That's the thing. You know, you and I cannot serve with our own fleshly power. The only way we can do anything for our Lord is through his strength and through his power, through looking to him, through submitting to him, through resting in him. It's the only way. It's the absolute only way that we can accomplish anything is through the strength and power and ability of our Lord. We need him. He doesn't need us. We need him. We're the sheep of his fold. In verse 32, and they came to the place which is called Gethsemane. And so this is a garden that's over on the Mount of Olives. And he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I pray. says, you guys stay here. And he taketh with him Peter, James, and John, which was typical of our Lord, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And so the strain of what he's going to do in the flesh is weighing upon him. The burden, and no doubt, I believe that the burden of the sins of his people is being laid and weighted upon him. He's very heavy. And he saith unto him, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. His soul unto death. It's being weighted down. Tarry ye here and watch. The sins of his people all through time are being laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He's bearing up under that. An impossibility for a mortal man, a man that, whose descendancy would be after Adam, an impossibility for a man to bear up under that. But the God-man could, praise be to God. Praise the Lord, he was willing to be made sin for us who knew no sin. That sin is being weighted upon our Lord. All of my transgressions, if you're saved, all of your transgressions, all of Adam's transgressions and Eve's and Moses and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the patriarchs that were saved, and the apostles, and people that are saved that we know of in our families that have gone on before us, millions, no doubt, of people's sins being laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ. How could it even be? How could it even be? How is it possible? By faith, we know it was possible. It's hard for us to envision and imagine that it could be, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. So he tells Peter, James, and John to say at this place, separate from the other disciples, he says, tarry ye here and watch. Watch and pray, he says in other passages. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible that the hour might pass from him, that this time, that this load would be, if there'd be another way, it says in other passages, he declares. In Hebrews, it tells us that he feared. Yes, our Lord Jesus in the flesh feared dying. See, you got to understand and know that Jesus has become a man. He's 100% God, but he's 100% man. And God has never died. It's not an attribute of God to die. That's the wondrous account and blessing of the design of God's plan and salvation in the Savior, is that Jesus became a man so he could die. God can't die, but flesh can die. And as our sin has killed us, is killing us, our sins put upon Christ brought him to death. You know, he submitted to it. You know, sin has overtaken us and will kill us. It will kill us and bring us to death, not at our will. But yet even sin could not kill the Lord Jesus Christ. He willingly died and entered into death. He prayed that if possible the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, that's like saying, Daddy, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not I will, but what thou will. He says, I desire to be helped and relieved. Is there any other way? You're able. Is there any other way? Nevertheless, thy will be done. You know what the Father said? Son, you need to bear it. It's the only way is for you to bear it. For you to bear and drink of that cup. It's the only way. The only way for our people to be saved is for you to bear and drink of this cup. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, verse 37, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. You know, and we need to get a handle on that. This easy believism salvation, where people just present and say, pray a prayer and recite this passage, and you know, you're automatically saved. You know, in the works and the things of the flesh that we pursue and do, there's no salvation in that. Salvation is found in Christ and by repentance and faith in him. To see your great need as a sinner and to trust the atoning work of the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe and to know that you are a sinner deserving of hell. To believe and know that Jesus came and lived a perfect life because you couldn't. And to believe that Jesus took and bore your sins upon the cross of Calvary because you could not. And yet he did so for you. And that in Jesus taking your sins and dying and paying for them there on the cross of Calvary, that his righteousness, what you could not do, he has done for you. And that has been given unto you. That has been put to your account. And that Jesus, when he died and gave up his life, he died in your place, and that he was buried as you should have died and been buried. And then by his power and for our sakes, he did not stay subject to what death does in killing men, women, boys, and girls, but he rose from the dead. And you know what? In him living forever, having defeated death, hell, and the grave, he did those things for you. You believe that he did those things for you, and you trust in him, and you know that he lives so that you might live. Therein is salvation. Not what you can keep, not as we mentioned earlier about keeping quote-unquote sacraments, but all in Christ and what he has done. And again he went away, verse 39, and prayed and spake the same words, same thing had been said before. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. Couldn't you watch and pray for an hour? And they couldn't say. There was nothing that they could say. And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, sleep on now, take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. So this is it. This is the way it's to be. In that burden, our Lord tells in other passages in the Gospels that an angel appeared strengthening him. Our God the Father said to the Son, my will is that you drink of this cup. You bear this cup and you drink of this cup. The Lord will not remove it from him, the Father, if you will. But he sends an angel to strengthen our Lord. And now our Lord is understanding. This is the way it's to be. This is what he has been born for. And this is the reason that he has come. And so he tells the disciples, you guys sleep on. He said, it's time for me to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. So he knew already. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. Judas is coming. He's coming with the crowd. Come on, fellas, get up. Let's go. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? Are your sins forgiven? Have you been granted everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel? His gospel applied to your heart and your life, your soul, your sins. It's the only way to be saved. Not man's religion, not what any man can tell you. As I say to many, many times, don't believe what I say, but believe what the scriptures say and what the Lord Jesus Christ himself is saying unto you. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.